welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere. This is season 2 and the topic of today is the chemistry of wine. I will talk today about the 3 basic elements of winemaking. First of all, the grape, what the flesh is made of, and the skin and the seeds and the different grape varieties. Then fermentation, and that's where the magic happens. That's where all the beautiful aldehydes and esters are formed that give wine its odor and taste. And the last part is the aging of wine. Some wines are best enjoyed young, where others have an aging potential of many decades. It all starts with the grape, and the flesh of the grape consists of about 80% water, 20% sugars, and then some acids, typically citric acid, malic acid, and tartaric acid. The skins contain various organic components, and here we have to differentiate between white and red grapes. White grapes, the skin do not contain any colorants, so you can only produce white wine from it, and not many odor and taste components. Red grapes contain many colorants in the skin and tannins. And here there's grapes with a thin skin, so they produce light colored wines. Delicate flavor. That's typically the Pinot Noir, Dolcetto. And there's grapes with a very thick skin, so a lot of colorants, a lot of flavor components, and they produce dark, full-bodied wines. Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, for example. The colorants and the tannins are belonging to the chemical family of polyphenols, and for the chemists among you, these are components with lots of conjugated double bonds, so they absorb in the visible range of the electromagnetic spectrum. The absorption maximum can change for the various colorants, so you have grapes that produce red colored wines, others are more violet, and others more bluish, depending on the type of colorant in the skin. The grape varieties also influence the chemistry of wine. Specific grapes such as Sauvignon Blanc contain methoxypyrazines, and they give the wines a typical odor. Some call it catfish, others say bell pepper or asparagus. Wines made from Riesling grapes contain hydronaphthalenes, and they give the specific Rieslings a petrol type of odor. Now about fermentation, which is what converts grape juice into wine. The primary action is the sugars being converted into ethanol and carbon dioxide. And in addition, some trace components are formed, various aldehydes and esters. These are the type of odor and flavor components that are also present in various types of fruits. Fermentation can be done by the natural yeasts that are present on the grapes in the vineyard and in the cellars, but most winemakers choose to use cultivated yeast so that they have more control over the fermentation process. After the primary fermentation, there's a second fermentation, so-called malolactic fermentation. And here, malic acid, which is present in the grapes, is converted into lactic acid. And that's done by bacteria. Malic acid is the green apple flavor of some wines, whereas lactic acid has more a creamy kind of flavor. Technically, this is not fermentation because it's not done by yeasts but by bacteria, so it's more a conversion. With some white grape varieties, Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, winemakers can choose to prevent this malolactic fermentation from happening. And that's if they want to keep the fresh taste. You see that with the Sauvignon Blancs from the northern part of France, Sancerre, Pouilly-Fumé, and also the Chardonnay wines from Chablis, where the winemaker want to preserve the fresh taste of the wine, so they can prevent the formation of lactic acid by either adding sulfites or filtering out the bacteria that cause this malolactic fermentation. And now about the aging of wines. Complex chemical reactions in wine involving sugars, acids, and polyphenols, such as tannins, they can change the odor and taste of wine. And that can be good or bad. White wines with no tannins and low sugar content, so typically the white wines produced in cold climates, they are fresh, crispy wines that should be enjoyed young. On aging, they will lose their freshness and their fruity character. More full-bodied wines in warmer climates and with oak storage, they have aging potential, so they can be kept at least for 5 or 10 years before there's any decrease in quality. With red wines, it's mainly the type of skin and the tannin content in the skin that determines the aging. Low tannin wines with thin skin, such as Pinot Noir, Dolcetto, but also Primitivo from the southern part of Italy, they're wines that do not benefit from aging, so they're also typically enjoyed young, whereas wines with high tannin content in the skin, Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Nebbiolo, they're very astringent when they're young, so these wines are usually not enjoyed before they're at least 5 or 10 years old. To say about all the aspects of wine, winemaking, grape varieties. That's what we're going to do in season 3. Hope you enjoyed this introduction, and for any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to send us a message. See you next episode.